is daf lamed vav. We got to the very last line of lamed hey. Amen beis. The Gemara says, Amen Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, Pamim sheshneim bechatas. We're talking about that case of the socher and then the shoel. So sometimes pamim sheshneim bechatas. There are some situations where both in peyachatas. So what's the relevance of a chatas? So if you look at the last Rashi in Lamed Hey Amud Beis, Rashi explains Pamim Shneim Bechatas Amasnisin Kais. Going back to the Mishnah, Hasocher VaShoel, where the guy rented it, then he borrowed it back to the guy. Nishbu LaSheker V'Lo Kafru B'Mamon. Let's say they take a Shvua Sheker, but they don't deny any money. They agree that they owe money, but they decide that they make a Shvua, and the Shvua happens to be incorrect. So the halacha is, says Rashi, Harehein b'shvuas bitoy, the shvua, they took a shvua bitoy with bitoy's fasvayim, with their mouth. The carbon shalal, the carbon for making such a shvua, is a chatas, for making a false shvua to bring a carbon chatas, k'dechsiv the pasuk says in Vayikra, O nefesh kisishba v'gomer. So for making a false shvua, so sometimes both the shoel and the socher are chayiv each a chatas. And then the Gemara says in Laman Vav, Pamim sheshneim ba'ashim. There are some situations where both the shoel and the socher own ashim. So what's the case of an asham? So look at Rashi in the top of Lamed Vav. Shneim v'asham im nishvu l'sheker v'hayu niskarim b'shuasam. They took a false shvua and they benefited from this false shvua. L'haka piran, to lessen their payment. So they were benefiting. Me'aleim kfiras mamon, it was denying money. Hizu. The carbon shvua shalahem, such a shvua, such a carbon and such a shvua is asham. El ayol ben beishanim. You need to bring in a carbon asham, which is an ayol of 2 years old. And then the Gemara says, Pamim, their third situation, Shasocher Bechatas Vashol Be'asham, Pamim Shasocher Be'asham Vashol Bechatas. We have all the four different permutations, both Chatas, both Asham, or one of each. So the Gemara wants to know, how case, and how is this the case? So Kfiras Mamon Asham, so if they deny Mamon, they Chayiv and Asham. Bitus Fasayim, if they simply take a Shvua Sheker without denying Mamon, that's a Karbon Chatas. So now, the Gemara is going to go through each case. Pamim shishneim b'chatas. What's the case where they're both chayv carbon chatas? Kigon. Shemesa kadarka. So again, the case is where I rent the cow and then I lend it out to some other person. And now while the guy is borrowing it, it's mesa kadarka. It dies. V'amru nensa. And they say, they lied and said something crazy happened. A tornado came. An onus happened. So the halach is socher bein bakach bein bakach miftar pater. So the socher, whether or not the animal died kedarka or it was an ones, the socher is potter in both scenarios. So he's not really gaining anything by taking a shvua sheker, but he's still, in the end of the day, he took a shvua sheker, so he brings a carbon chatas. Now the shoel bein mekach chayiv. The shoel is chayiv and ones is chayiv mesa kedarka. So he also didn't change. Nothing happened by him going from mesa kedarka to lying to nenas. Either way, he's chayiv to pay the money. So he's a chiv mechayva. So therefore, he's chayv chatas as well, because all he did wrong was take a shvua sheker. So now the next case is pamim shishneim ba'ashim. Now what's the case where they both owe carbon and ashim? We said an ashim comes when they took a shvua sheker where they benefited from the shvua sheker. They lessened the payment. So what's that case? Kigon. Shid nignava, it was stolen from them. Vamru mesa machmas mlacha. And then they say it died because of mlacha. Now mesa machmas mlacha, both of them are pater. So let's see. They're tevayu kakafri mamona. Both the socha and the shoel are pater if the animal dies because of being overworked. So since they're denying money, the hamachayva, they really should be chayv because of geneva, they're both chayv. But the kapachin of shayu, but they exempted themselves from the from paying by saying it was a machmas malacha, so that's why they pay a karban ashem. Third permutation. Socher b'chatas v'shol ba'ashem. Kigon shemesa kedarka, the animal died in a regular way. And we know that in the regular way, the shoel is chayiv and the socher is pater. However, Amru, they both said, Mesa machmas malacha. No, it died, not kedarka, it died because it was working. So when machmas malacha, so the Gemara says, socher bein mekach miftar, pater. Whether or not it was mesa kedarka or mesa machmas malacha, the socher is always pater. So therefore, since he took a shvua sheker, he's chayiv bechatas. The shoel, who's mechayiv in Mesa Kedarka, he's chayiv, the situation that happened, that it died a regular death, the shoel is actually chayiv. But the kapach nafshe b'mesa machmas malacha, he exempted himself from payment by saying and claiming and lying it died because of work. So this, since he took a shua to save himself from mamon, he's chayiv ba'ashim. And the final permutation is socher ba'ashim v'shoel b'chatas, kigon shenignava, the animal was stolen. Vamar Mesa Kedarka, they both said that died in a regular way. So socher hu de mechayiv, the socher is chayiv, b'gneva. Had it been, since it was stolen, he really is chayiv to pay money on gneva, v'aveda. But the kapata nafshe b'meisa kadarka. But he lied and said a shvua that it died regularly, so he exempted himself. So he has to bring a b'ashem, a carbon ashem comes. A shoel b'mekach, whether or not it was stolen, or is a, whether it was stolen, or whether it was a meisa machlas, meisa kadarka, he's chayiv in both scenarios. So he has to bring a chata simply because he took a false shvua, but he wasn't saving himself from any money. But this is that long brisa of the four different permutations of carbon ashen and carbon chatas of the case of a shoel and a socher. So the Gemara now says, "My kamashon, what's the chiddush? What are we learning from this whole discussion here?" So the Gemara says, "Lafuke, it's all coming to exclude the opinion of Midi Rabbi Ami. Who's Rabbi Ami? Damar kol shvua shedayanim mashbin osa ein chayavim aleh mishum shvua shbitur." Any type of shua that the bezdin makes you take a shua, that cannot result in a shua's bitoy, a carbon chatas. If you made a false shua, bezdin makes me take a shua, and the shua that I take ends up being a false shua, I don't have to pay a carbon chatas. What's his raya? Shenemar, as it says, O nefesh kisishba levate besfasayim. Kisishba meato, when he took a shua on his own, when he willingly took one. But if he took one by force, by Bezdin, says Rabbi Ami, he's punted from bringing a carbon chatas if it's a shvua sheker. Kamashman coming to teach us, delo, Rabbi Ami. We don't hold like Rabbi Ami. A shvua sheker, even if it comes about because Bezdin made me take a shvua, in the end of the day, if it's a shvua sheker, I would have to pay a carbon chatas. So that's what we learned from this whole long brisa, all to be lafuke, shitas, Rabbi Ami. Okay. The Gemara now says, halfway down the Amud here, Itmar, Shomer, Shemaser, LeShomer. So a Shomer passes over to another Shomer now. So what's the halacha? So the Gemara says, Rav, Amar, Poter, Rav Yochanan, Amar, Chayev. Rav says, you're Poter. I'm a good Shomer, and he's a good Shomer. So the Gemara explains.
Is Shlomi Das the original guy?
Yeah, Shlomi Das, exactly. The Gemara is going to explain the Machlokas here. The Gemara says, Amar, Abai says, Letame, the Rav. According to Rav, who says, you're Poter, that you're allowed to give to another Shomer, and the other Shomer you're Poter from. Needless to say, if you go from a lesser shomer to a shomer sachar, which is getting paid, which would be a better form of shmir, the lave aliyah lishmir, so where you're elevating in shmir, alafilu shomer sachar shemasa lishomer chin, if you're downgrading the grui gara lishmir, so you're potter. What's the reason? My taima, the ha masla ben das. In the end of the day, even though the initial owner doesn't know about this, I gave it to a competent individual, a ben das. So there's good shmir. So that's why we're pater. Ulatame de Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Love me by shomer sachar shemash l'shomer chinam." Needless to say, if you go down, you downgrade in shmira, the grui gara l'shmira, so that you're chayiv that case. Elafilu shomer chadim shomer chinam shemash l'shomer sachar. Even if you upgrade l'aluy alaya l'shmira, so you're still chayiv. Why? This is what you're saying. Amrlei ain ritzoni sheyeh pikdoni biaracher. I don't want my shomer, my pikadon in some other guy's hand. I don't know who this guy is. I don't trust him. So that reason, Rabbi Yochanan says, you would be chayiv in that situation. Now, there's a lot of discussion in the Rishonim and the Achronim about the Shomer Shemasa Shomer. But look at this Rashi, Shomer, rather Rav Amar Pater. If you give to another Shomer, Rav thinks you're Pater. Pater from what? Mikomasha ya niftar im Shomer hu asma. Had he been, so let's say it's a situation where you're a Shomer, Sachar, Shomer, in different ways, where, so he might be Pater, but you'd be chayiv then. So it sounds from Rashi, you're only potter what you would have been potter had you been watching it. So let's say again, you're a Shomer Sach. I'm a Shomer Sach right now. So if it's Gneva V'Aveda, I'm Chayef. I give it to a Shomer Chinam. If it's Gneva V'Aveda from him, he's potter. But I then would be Chayef. That's, I'm only potter what I would have been potter had I been watching it. Other Rishonim say, no, once I pass it over to another Shomer, I'm completely off the hook. I'm potter Lagamre. That's a big Machlokas Rishonim. Okay. Mar now says, Amar Rav Chista, Hadirav. Rav's understanding that Shomer Shemaser LeShomer is Pater, La Beferish Itmar, wasn't said in an explicit way. Ela Michlala, it was implied, inferred from the following situation. The Hanu Ginai, these Ginai, I think, are referring to gardeners of some sort. How do they define it? Yeah, gardeners. The Chayoma Hava Mafkadi Marayu Gave Dahi Savasa. Every single day they would give over, I guess, their property to be guarded by a certain elderly man. And Yom Echad, the one day, Afkadinu Lagave Chad Minayu, one day they gave it to each other, not to the elderly man. To the one gave to the other guy. And Shamakala, Behilula, he heard a party going on. So Nafik Azil, he wanted to go and join the party. So he went out. He said, oh, he went back to that old man that they used to give the gardens to and said, you could watch the garden for me while I'm going to go out. When he went and came back, it must be he gave us the animals over to him, I guess.
No, the implements.
Implements, okay. So it ended up, it got stolen. So the Gemara says, also the Kamed Rav, Upatre. So they went to Rav, and Rav says, you're Pater. Why? Because Shomer is Shemaser, LeShomer is Pater. So that's how he concluded that Shita's Rav. Iman the Chazay, so one who saw this, because Savar, Mishum, Shomer, Shemaser, LeShomer, Pater. Because if you give from one Shomer to another Shomer who's a Ben Das, you're Pater, that's Shita's Rav. Velohi, that's not a Raya. Shiny Hasim, that particular case of these gardeners, every single day they give to this sabasa, this elderly man. So that's why he trusted. To give to some other random shomer, maybe it wouldn't work. Only for this guy could we know that individual trusted him in previous situations, so that's permitted. There's a large discussion we've shown with technical machlokas. So at what point do you know that that guy trusts him? Let's say there's another gardener, and he one time gave it to this individual. Does that allow me now to give it to him, or does it have to be every so often? Does it be every single day? What's that gather if we know that that individual trusts him, whereby I could give it to him and be protected myself? So that's the machlokas in the Rishon. So the Gemara says now, let's look for a second. Look at Tosas on top here. Dibur Maschil Rav Amar Pater. Rav says, Shomer Shemaser the Shomer is Pater. Vim Tomar. Vahatinan the Mishnah tells him, Perkim of the Gittin. Im Amar Tolheimana. The halach is, if I say to you, take this object and bring it to somebody else, the halach is you can't give it to somebody else. It's aser to give to another person. So how could Rav go against the Mishnah? Rav is an Amora. Says Tosos, even though it's aser to do that, to give it to another person, if you do that, you're not chayv to pay. It's aser to do, but you're not obligation. Exactly. The Gemara now says, last narrow line of the Gemara, Yosef Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami was once sitting. The Kamala Lashmais, and he was going through this sugya. So Esvei Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal Rabbi Ami. See, Rabbi Abba, who was there, asked the question of Rabbi Ami's sugya here. He says, Hasocher para mechaveiro. If I rent a cow from you, Vishil Acha, then I lend it out to somebody else. Umesa Kadarka, now that animal dies in a regular fashion. So Yishba Socher, this is the Mishnah from yesterday. So the Socher takes a Shvua Shemesa Kedarka, and we know that a Socher is Pater from Mesa Kedarka. Now the Shoel, Mishalmi LeSocher, now I get the money. The Shoel who's responsible on Mesa Kedarka, he pays me as opposed to paying the owner. So that's the Tanakama from yesterday's Mishnah. So he says, in Misa, if this is really true, that Shomer, Shemasa LeShomer is Chayiv, in Misa, Leimele, Ein Ritoni, Shei Piktoni, Biaracher. So why doesn't the original Baal say to me, the Socher, I don't want you giving it to some other guy to Shoel. You had no right to do that. And therefore, I as the Socher would have to pay the Baal, because I had no right to lend it out. The fact that we don't say that implies that I'm allowed to, that Shomer, Shemas, or Shomer is Pater, it's a Raya for Shitas Rav. So the Gemara says, no, Amar Lei, Hach b'may Askin, and what's the case in the Mishnah where I lent it out to somebody else, B'shenasun lo Rishus Lahashil, where the owner said, I'm allowed to. Says he rented it to me and says, if you want, you could lend it out as well. So that's why, since I had rishus, I had explicit rishus. So Gemara says, Ihachi, that's the case. Lebailim by lishlume. So then if the Baal gave rishus, so then that means really the Baal is one who's lending it out. So the Baal should get payment, not me, the socher. So Gemara says, no, damrulei ledaitcha, you lend it out according to what I want. So he gave me permission to, not that he says, I'm renting it out and he gave another person permission to lend it to him. He gave me permission and rights. I have the decision-making, who to lend it out to, so therefore I get to collect the payment in a situation where Temesa Kedarka. So this is not a raya about a typical case of Shomer Shemash LaShomer. Shomer Shemash LaShomer is a case of below Das. This case is that there was Das. Mesa Rami Bar Chama, he asks a question, Hamafkin Maos Eitzel Chaver, you give some money to your friend to watch for you. Tsaran, he puts it together in a pouch, Hifshil Nachorav, and he puts it on his shoulder, carries it in a bag. Masin lebno b'do ketanim, he gives it over to his son or daughter, young kids. B'no b'fneim, and he locks it in front of them. Shalokarai, in a, not a, a good way of shmira, an inappropriate shmira. Chayiv, you're chayiv to pay. You didn't do the proper shmira. Chayiv, the kutsu posheya. Shalo shamar kederach hashomim, you didn't watch the way normal shomim watch. Now, it's interesting, machlokas here, what b'fneim means. No b'fneim, I would have interpreted it to mean you locked it in front of the you locked the money up. So look what Rashi writes. Rashi writes in the bottom Rashi here, Bifnei means Bifnei Osam Haktanim. You locked up the kids in the house who were watching the money. Gave the kids the money and you locked them inside the house. The Ravid argues and says, no, it means you locked up the money. You didn't lock up the kids. So either way, you did some type of shmira that wasn't sufficient. So the Gemara is medayik now. Time with the ketanim, only because these are minors that you gave it over to. Hagadolim pater, but you gave it over to your children who are above the age of 13, 12 and 13 respectively. So then you'd be pater. But why am I? Why not invoke that concept? I want you to watch it. I don't want your children to watch it. Must be that Shomer, Shemash the Shomer, is permitted, or not permitted, at least your pater. So Amar Rav, Rav explains, no. Kol mafkid al daita das ishto uvan of whom mafkid. When I give a person, when I'd rather give money or an object to a person to watch, I know that his wife and children are going to be assisting in watching it. So that's all part of the understanding. That's part of the initial Tanai. And Amri Nahardai, Nahardai, they would say, Dekanami, it's also very precise to say this, Dekasani, because it says, O Shemason Livno Uvito Aktanim Chayiv, Ho Livno Uvito Gdolim Pater, Michlal de la Cheirim Loshna Gdolim Loshna Ktanim, meaning only in the case, only for children is it possible. Why does it say case of Ktanim, your Bino Bito? Sounds like only in the parsha of your children is there a difference between ketanim and gedolim. But acherim, people who are not your children, it's us or across the board, whether or not they're gedolim or ketanim, you'd be chayiv to pay. Dim kain, let's say ketanim, just say stam ketanim, ketanim stama. Why does it say bino bito ketanim? So dafka, only if your children do you have the ability, gedolim, that our children are you able to be moser to, because that's the understanding of the initial mafkid, but to give to some other party, even though he's a ben das, and even though he's a gadol, it's us or shema mina. Hey, we're all good still? Beautiful. Varna says, Amar Rava. Hilchasa, the bottom line is, the bottom halacha is, Shomer Shemasa, the Shomer, Chayiv, that's what we paskin, like Rabbi Yochanan, you're Chayiv for doing this. Lomi bai Shomer Sacha, Shemasa, the Shomer Chinam. Needless to say, if you degree Gare Lishmirasa, you go, you downgrade from a Shomer Sacha down to Shomer Chinam. El Afilu, Shomer Chinam, Shemasa, the Shomer Sacha. You go to a better Shomer, to a Shomer Sacha, you're Chayiv, my taima, the Amar Lei, At, Mehemnisli, Beshua, you, I trust, the one who I gave it to, the initial Shomer I trust, but the other guy I don't trust. So says Rashi, look at Rashi here, rather Tosas, I'm sorry, Tosas writes, es at mehemnishli b'shua, you, the initial Shomer I trust, but the other guy I don't. Ulechach, therefore, hecha, shashomer harishon yachal lishaba al ha'ones. If a situation, let's say, I gave it to a Shomer you, and you gave it to a Shomer Shing. So now I don't trust that second guy. But let's say there's a circumstance where you, the first Shomer, can make a Shua. And you were there. Or they were Edim in the case where you don't need a Shua. So then the Shomer Rishon would be Pater. Because again, I don't trust the other guy's Shua. But I trust your Shua. So if you saw what happened and you took a Shua, so then that gets around the problem of Shua and then he would be Pater. Or if they were Edim, that something happened where you don't need Shua in the case of Edim, that's a situation where even then the Shomer Rishon would be Pater. Okay. Tosas, or rather, Gemara says now two dots around 10 lines down, Itmar. Pasha ba v'yatzas la'agam u'mesek adakter. Let's say you're poshe, you left the gates open, and the cow left, so now you'd be responsible if it gets stolen. You're poshe. And it goes off to the agam, to the swamp somewhere, and it dies in a regular death. So your pshia, nothing to do with the death. So you're pater from the mesek adakter. So what's the halacha? So abba ba'i mishmei d'rabba amar chayiv, you're chayiv in this case, because you're poshe. Even though it's Mesa Kadarka, since you're Poshaya, you're Chai for anything that happens to it. Rava argues in Mishmei de Rabba, this Machlok is what Rava said, so Rava thinks no. Mishmei de Rabba, Amar Pater, you're Pater in this case, why? So by Mishmei de Rabba, Amar, you're Chai, why you Chai in this case, it died regular death. And he writes, very stark Lashon, called Dayana, the Lo Don Ki Dina, Lav Dayanahu. Any Dayan who doesn't judge this case that you're Chai, it's not considered a good Dayan. He says, "Lomi bai leman damer tchilasa bepshia v'sofa bonus chayiv dechayiv." Needless to say, to the opinion who holds, this goes back to the Gemara's Baba Kama. If let's say initially there was a pshia, but in the end it ended up being an onus, so you still categorize that case as a pshia since it started off as a pshia. Right? Remember that case of a goat going to the roof. The goat, you took the goat to the roof and it ended up, instead of jumping off, it slipped off. An onus happened, but since initially you were poshea, even though in the end it was a ones, you're chayiv. So certainly according to that case, wherever, any time the tchil is a pshia, I don't care what happened at the end, you're always chayiv. So certainly in this case, you're chayiv as well, because you left the gate open. But Ela Afilu Ma'an Damar Pata, even a person who thinks Tchilasa Bepshia Vesofa Bonas, in this case was Sofa Mesa Masmach Mesa Kedarka, which is Onas, and even though a person would think normally you're Pata in such a case, Hacha Yerchayiv, why are you Chayiv in this case? He died a regular death. My time, what's the reason? Says the Gemara, Da'amrinan Havla Da'agma Kalein. He goes out to the swamp. All the different fumes that are there is what caused the death. It wasn't a regular death. Had it been staying in an area in my field, a nicer air to breathe, it would have lived. But now that it went off to the agam, it wasn't a regular death. That was because you let it go out to the swamp, and the swamp killed it. Rava now says the difference. Differently. Rava Mishmei the Rava says, Amar Pater. You're Pater in this case. And he writes the same Shtark Lashon. Called Dayana Delo Don Ki Agdina Lav Dayana. Anybody who doesn't say like what I'm saying, is that a real Dayan? So he explains now. Needless to say, a person who holds, whenever sofa is onus, I don't care why it started off. If it's sofa bonus, you're pater. So certainly in this case also, it's pater. It was mesa kedarka. But ela filu l'man damar chayiv, even a person who thinks tchilasa b'pshia sofa bonus normally is chayiv, hacha is pater. Why? My taima, daminan mal chamavis mali hacha mali hasim. The Malcham office is going to get the animal, no matter if he's in the swamp or in my house, he's going to get him either way. So nothing changed by him going to the Heva. It's like a very fundamental machlokas here, how Malcham office works. So according to Rav, it's like, there's nothing you can do about it. When a person's time up, his time is up, no matter where he is. But according to the first opinion, it says no. Depending on circumstances, diseases, and Hevel, and fumes, and...
You can say the same thing about a Pshia, if you're Pshia. So Malcham office wanted to take this animal, what would have happened whether I was Pshia or not?
But that's what he's saying. If I'm Poshaya, let it out. So it ended up dying Mesa Kedarka. If it's Poshaya and let's say it got stolen, that's not the Malcham Avos working at all. That's a different case. When Malcham Avos works, nothing could get in its way. Whether it's in my house or in the field, it's going to kill it. So the fact that it's Poshaya, it didn't change anything. Had I not been Poshaya, it would have died in my house. But according to the first opinion, it says no.
What if he pushed it off a cliff?
So that's not Malcham Avos. That's already a different situation that you caused it. So I hear you saying. So the Hevel of the Agam, that's not an injury, though. It's a good question. So take it to the extreme. I push it off the cliff.
Yeah.
So that's more...
I just want to take it right there.
But there you did something more...
You opened the gate. I don't understand it.
There's a difference between the Hevel of the Agam and the... Hevel of the Agam doesn't kill someone. Throwing off the cliff kills an animal. The Hevel of the Agam sometimes can, sometimes can't. Many animals live through that. You're more vulnerable, maybe, in that case. So, okay, it sounds like an interesting machlokas in general, how the Malcham Avos works. Not for now, but certainly an interesting Gemara. So the Gemara then says, Umode Abaye Abaye agrees, Di Hajra Lebe Mara Umesa De Pater. But Abaye, even though he says if it dies in the Agam, you're Chayiv, if it goes to the Agam, and then you bring it back to your house, and then it dies, you're Pater, why? My Taima, De Ha Hajra Le. And he returned it. Velekele Meimar Havla De Agma Kala. You can't say that. The fumes of the Agam killed it because now it's in your house and it died here anyways as well. So in that case he would agree your pater. And then the flip side, Modi Rava agrees Kolhecha de Ignave Ganav Ba'agam Umesa Kedarka Beganav de Chayv. He agrees, let's say it was stolen from the Agam and then it was brought to the house of the Ganav and it died in the house of the Ganav Mesa Kedarka, that case you're Chayv. Why? Now this is interesting. My taima, the shav kamalcham avos bevesa the ganva have a kaima, because let's say if you remove the malcham avos, you remove that factor of the malcham avos from the house, still bevesa the ganva have a kaima, it's still in the house of the ganav, and you're chayiv for the case of the ganav, as opposed to if you remove the malcham avos in the agam, you're not chayiv for anything in the agam. There's nothing that takes place in the agam; it's just there. But from the base of ganav, you'd be chayiv. So if you just again subtract that aspect of the malcham avos, in the end of the day, it's in the house of the Ganav, and then he would agree you'd be Chayiv. Okay. Gemara now says, Amar Le Abaye. Abaye says to Rava, now let's just get the opinions right. Abaye is the one who says, in these cases, you're Pater. No, Abaye says you're Chayiv in these cases. And Rava says you're Chayiv in these cases. I just said that twice, I'm sorry. Abaye says you're Chayiv, and Rava says you're Pater. Abaye says you're Chayiv, Rava says you're Pater. So Amar Le Abaye, the Rava. Abaye, who says that you are Pater, says to Rava that you're chayiv l'didach, according to you that you think you're chayiv, damris mal chamavis mal yihach mal yihasim, who cares where it is? Hi, de osvei Rabbi Abba bar mama le Rabbi Amma, that question he asked, v'shani le b'shanisnu lo b'aylam rishus l'hashu, where the initial owner gave the socher permission to lend it out, v'le malay, why not say mal chamavis mal yihach mal yihasim, Why not say, who cares, the Malach HaMavis is going to get the animal no matter where it is? And therefore, what?
Should be Pater.
In that case, the Shoal should be Pater?
You don't need the Rishus.
You wouldn't need the Rishus. That's the case. That's the question?
I think so.
Let's see.
So
look at Rashi. See, Rashi says what Vashani le Bishanisna love Bailam Rishus. So Rashi says, my doch kalishnu yahachi. Why the Gemara gives such a difficult answer? Name alay, say to him, im iriba onus, acher, some other onus happened to the animal. The matzina lamema that you could say, im hayasaba beso lo nensa hayachayev, had it been in the house, it wouldn't have, no nenas would have happened, your chayev. Avalzu Mesa Kadarka. The case we're referring to is a Mesa Kadarka. And the Mahamavas Nami Bebe Socher Katale. He would have killed it no matter whether it's in the house of the Socher or in the house of the Shoel. Umidilo Shani Lehachi, from the fact that the Gemara doesn't say this, Shmainer Leman Damar Tchilasa Bepshia, Besofa Beones, Chayiv, Losha Ones Mahamavas Mishar Onsim. The fact that we don't give such an answer earlier seems to indicate that Mahamavas, this concept doesn't exist. Mahamavas Maliha Malihasam. So the Gemara answers, so Amar Lei Lididchu, Dimasnisa Ein Riton Lishay Pikdoni B'Yad Acher. So he says, according to you, who you hold that I don't want, the Baal doesn't want the Pikadam be in some other person's hand, Ika Losve Lahi. You can ask such a question. But Lididi, according to me, Damina Ant Memnis Libishua, Beach Loha Memni Libishua, I trust you with the Shua, but I don't trust the other guy, Lek Losve Klal there, I can't ask such a question. So what's the difference? So look at Rashi now. Rashi explained, Liditchu, according to you, Damrisa, that you hold the time of the Shomer Shemasa the Shomer Chayiv, Mishim Ein Ritona, that the reason why Shomer Shemasa the Shomer Chayiv, because I don't want the other guy to have it, Ikla Osra Lahayid. Such a question is a good question. Umay Dinichle, the Rabbi Ami Shanile, Rabbi Ami answered that however he pleased. Elos really, La Takfa Veloshniya, I don't hold of such a question, I don't hold of such an answer. Why? Because Dilididi, according to me, says Rashi, the Amri Lael, time of my reasoning is, Mishum Dilob Mehemnin, Lebeshua, I don't trust the guy with the Shua, Leka Lo Sve Klau, Shrey Socha Asmo Nishbalo, Kidetan Nishba Socha Shemesh Kadarka. I don't get this.
According to them, the first guy makes a shvua, right? According to them, the didchu. Says, according to me, right?
Who's
the first shomer doesn't make the shvua, right?
The first shomer does make the shvua.
No, it says the didchu.
Okay, we're trying to figure out the Shomer Shesachar, Shomer Shemasa, the Shomer is Chayiv. And there are two different reasons why to be Chayiv. Either because I don't want Ein Ritzoni, or because I don't trust the other guy with the Shvuah. So if you say it's because Ein Ritzoni, so then such a question is a good question. Why? Why is it a good question, though?
Right, according to me, I hold the problem is the Shvua, right? The Nemnus for the Shvua, right? Zin Neman. But according to you, it's just Ein Ritzoni. Right? It's not a matter of trusting him for Shvuah. It's trusting him to, I want you to watch it.
Right.
Right? So if you say, I want you to watch it, you can say, what's the difference? A Malach HaMavis would kill him regardless. But according to me, I care more about the Shvuah. It has nothing to do with the Malach HaMavis, right? You know, if it comes into if Shvua comes into play, I don't trust him with the Shvua.
I don't trust him with the Shvua.
I don't trust, right? There'll be scenarios that they'll have to give a Shvua sometimes, right?
Correct. So I trust the first guy, not the second guy.
Exactly. I know that he's a good shomer, but I just don't trust him with a Shvua, you know? According to you, you care more about, you don't care about Shvua, you care about the quality of the Shmira. I only trust you to be the Shomer. I know you're a good Shomer.
I hear what you're saying. So if it's about the quality of the Shmira, so then the Shmira wasn't relevant here because the animal died regardless.
Malach HaMavis would have killed him, whether it was me or somebody else.
Didn't care about the Shmira, but
if the problem is the Shvua, right? I only trust you to give me the Shvua, right?
So then that's not relevant. I hear. So let's say that again. So again, if it's about the quality of the Shmira, I don't trust that guy in terms of Shmira. So at the end of the day, the Shmira isn't what caused the death. It's Mesa Kadarka. So then it's just as far as good. Mali Malchavas Hacham, Mali Malchavas Hasam. Either way, it's going to kill. So then Shmira, it's Taka, a good question. So why didn't Rabbi Ami answer that? So, but according to me, which I think the Svara is about trusting the Shua, not that guy with the Shua, then the Malach HaMavis is not a relevant answer to give. It's not about the quality of the Shmir, it's about trusting a Shua with this guy and not that guy. Okay, very good. Let's just do this last brice here to the two dots. The Gemara now says, excuse me, Masa Rami Barchama, Hela L'Roshi Tzukin. Take the animal to some high cliff. But Nafla, and the animal falls, Ainza, Onas, that's not considered. Onas and Nechayv, you have to pay. But Ha Mesa Kadaka, if it dies a regular death, Hareza Onas, that's considered Onas. And you're pater from that. So am I. Why are you pater? Le malea vira de harkala. Maybe the lack of air high up in the mountains is what killed the animal. Or inami uvtsana de harkala. Or maybe the amalus and the tiredness that took the animal to get up to the top of the mountain what killed it. So why you say if it's mesa kadarka it's pater? It's like the case of the agam. You went to the agam and all the fumes that were there, that hevel killed the animals near to also, the lack of air. So the Gemara says, "Now halacha b'maskinan shehala lamar shamin v'tov." You took it to a top of a mountain which is beautiful, grass and delicious grass. There was plenty of air and food for the animal, so that's why it wasn't an issue. It was mesa kadarka, your pater. So yihach, if that's the case, so nafla nami. So if it fell, so why you chayim in that case? You took it to a place, a very sensible place to go. And if it fell off, so that's considered onus. So the Gemara says, "No, shehaya lalatokva." The Lotakva. Enoch Nami is taking to a nice grassy area to eat, but he should hold on to the animal tighter. And he didn't hold on to it, so that's why he's Poshea, and he's Chayiv if it falls off. So then the Gemara says, Ihachi, that's the case. Eim Aresha, look at the Aresha. Also the Roshi Tzokin, not that you took it, but let's say the animal went on its own, also on its own went to the top, some high mountain, some high peak. But Nafla, and then it fell off, Hareza Onas. Your Onas in that case, because you didn't do it, it went off on its own. So the Gemara asks the question, so why are you pot? You should have held on to the animal, not let it go to the Rosh Hatzikin. So the Gemara says, Lo tzichad shetakvasav alsa takvasav yarda. No, it was holding on to it the whole time. You're grabbing it up, you're pulling it up, it's going down, and you're holding it the whole time. In the end of the day, it fell anyways. Rashi says, shetakvasav karchav alsa. The cow is pulling you. You're holding on to it, and it's yanking you up. You didn't pull it up. It was pulling you up. So you're holding on to it, trying to pull down on the leash, on the reins, and it's grabbing you up. And then it falls off. You did all you could do. In that case, you're considered onus, and you would be considered pat. Okay, we'll stop here. We have a good chodesh, and tomorrow we'll have the same schedule.